You are listening to Kingdom Concept. Praise God, you are listening to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. Amen. I would like to go to heaven. How about you? You got to get it together. Amen. But it's not what we've done. But it's what Christ has done. It's not who we are, but it's who He is. The scripture tells us that all of our righteousness is just filthy rags. Praise God, our righteousness is in Christ Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we glorify you and we lift you up, for you alone are worthy of our praise. You alone are worthy of our honor. You are the one, the true living God. And there are no other gods greater than you. Because your word is true. And you are the true God. We thank you for your blessings and your mercy and your patience. And Lord, we ask that you forgive us for our pride, that you forgive us for our unbelief. And Lord, we pray that you would heal us, Lord, spiritually, that you would mend us, Lord, in those places that we're broken in the spirit, Lord. That you would strengthen us and enable us to stand in these wicked times. Lord, we pray for your protection and your guidance. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Today we're going to dig into the book of Matthew, chapter 6. This is full of wisdom and guidance and revelation. So let's start from the beginning of the chapter and let's go through as far as we can. I really would like to be over in verse 24. So let's see if we can make it there. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Excuse me. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. What this has just told us is that we don't make a big deal of our giving so that people will see what we've done. People will see our good works and think that we're good and that we're some special person because we've done something good. We don't do good deeds to try to get rank or try to gain prestige. Because when we approach giving in that manner, that is the reward. The only reward that we will get is what we can get from people recognizing us or giving us rank or position. And those of us that know the generosity and the goodness and the power of God know that that is just crumbs compared to the blessings that God can bestow, to the favor that God can bestow. One day of favor from the Lord is worth a lifetime of labor in this world. If we can have God's favor on our lives. There's nothing that any man could do. There's no position that we can hold or anything that this world can give us that has more value than the favor and the blessings of God. So when we do things in order to gain favor in this world of men, we're not getting our blessing from God, but we will get the favor and the honor of men, which is considerably less. And the scripture goes on to tell us that when we do our alms, which is our giving, our charity, that we should keep it secret. Everyone doesn't have to know. Sometimes that's embarrassing to people. And sometimes it's not as impressive as we think it is to others when we brag about what we've done. If you do something for someone and then go around telling everybody what you did for them, you have to stop and think that might cause embarrassment on someone else, that they've received charity. It might cause embarrassment to someone else to let everyone know that suit that they're wearing, you gave it to them. Praise God. So we don't, the scripture says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. In other words, be discreet about it. Keep it to yourself. God sees you, and God knows what you're doing. If your heart is right, the scripture says that God will see that, and because he sees those things in secret. Whether we keep them secret from everyone, that doesn't mean God doesn't see it. And the scripture promises you, and he says that he will reward you openly. You know, you'll have that blessing on your life. You'll have that favor on your life. And people can recognize that is from God. Hallelujah. And he will be glorified. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 goes on to talk about prayer. And it says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrite are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Jesus is telling us the same thing, but except this time it's not about charity and alms, it's about worship and prayer. What we're dealing with here, what Jesus is speaking to, is a condition of the heart. Jesus is getting right down to the intentions of why we do things. He's exposing a truth that sometimes is overlooked. That charity can be done. Good things can be done, and a person can have the wrong motives in their heart. We can worship the Lord, but we can have the wrong motives. So we really need to examine ourselves and to monitor our hearts and our motivations of why we're doing things. These things are easy to slip into, and before we know it, we can become prideful, proud of our holiness, of our worship that we pray we want to be, you know, people calling us a prayer warrior and saying how beautiful our prayers are, and that we're such a holy person or people because people see us praying, you know. And so we can get over into a prideful attitude.
if we're not careful. You know, sometimes we really takes concentration and focus to keep our hearts pure and to keep our motivations pure and to have our worship and our giving focused on the Lord and focused in a true pure direction, that we're not trying to be seen of men because of our prayers and because of our giving. And the Lord says again that when you do that just to get attention of men, that's all the reward you're going to get. And Jesus goes on and he says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Amen. It's the same thing again. And there is times for corporate prayer. There's times for praying out loud in public and those things. I think what we're talking about here is the condition of the heart, the intentions. And we're talking about a concept here to where the Lord is letting you know that you don't have to broadcast your life of faith just to be rewarded. We're all going to be rewarded for our works, whether they're good or bad. We will receive our rewards in the end. Hallelujah. Some men's rewards don't follow them and follow them afterwards. You know, some people, sometimes they receive it right there, right instantly. So we don't know how the Lord's going to work, but if we're faithful and we're doing things with the right motivation, we're not doing them to be seen or to receive rewards. We're doing them because the love of Christ in our hearts, and because of the leading of the Holy Spirit, and to worship the Lord and to glorify Him with our lives, with our prayer, with our giving. Amen. And the Lord says that He will reward us, and He will reward us openly. You know, I'd rather have favor than a great big car and money and all that, because if I have favor of God, that is more valuable than a dollar bill that's going to, the favor of God is more valuable than a dollar that's going to lose its value. It's going to be inflated and printed. You know, we can put our trust in the gold, but the gold is going to one day the scripture says that people are going to throw it in the streets. It's going to be cankered. It's not going to have any value. But the favor of God will last for eternity. When we all come before that white throne, before we come before that judgment, we're going to want the favor of God. The dollar bill is not going to help. The degrees and the positions and all of that, that's not going to help. The favor of man is not going to help. We're going to need the favor of God. Hallelujah. So the in verse 7 it says, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. Hallelujah. And, you know, it's very, very interesting that we pray, and a lot of times we ask for things, and a lot of times we don't even go into prayer until we want to ask the Lord for this or for that. The Lord already knows what we need. And you know, one day it hit me like a ton of bricks. The Lord already knows what we need. He's already given us so much that we don't even use. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. If I could just fully utilize what the Lord has already given me, I probably wouldn't even have to pray and ask for what I'm asking for. He's probably already provided for me with what he's already given me. But for one reason or another, that is not manifesting in my life because of something that I'm not doing or something that I am doing. For one reason or another, I'm not realizing that God has already provided for me the very thing that I'm asking for. If I would take a step and do that thing that I know I should be doing that I'm not doing, that may create the situation where that thing that I'm praying for will be manifested in my life. Hallelujah. Cause and effect, if you will. So Jesus didn't just tell us don't pray this like the heathen or with vain repetitions. He went further and he told us how to pray. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to call you Father, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't feel like it's politically incorrect to call you Father. I'm a father, and I don't have a problem with it. I have a father. I may have only seen him a couple of times in my life, and he's now passed on. But I have a father. I'm not mad at God, and I don't have a problem with calling him Father because I only saw my father twice in life. I'm not ashamed to call him Father because it's not gender neutral and it's politically incorrect. As a matter of fact, I like the idea of having a father in heaven. I like the idea of God thinking of me as a son. I like the idea of having a heavenly father that is strong and mighty. Hallelujah. The scripture goes on to say in verse 10, after we call God our Father, and we proclaim that he's in heaven, and we worship and magnify his name, then we go on to say, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We submit. Praise God. And that's where some of us need to start today. Recognizing who God is and submitting. Putting down our pride and stop trying to get the approval of men and going overboard trying to get position and favor of men. And to open up our hearts and to walk in love, guided by the Holy Spirit. And to do things with a pure heart. To do things to see another soul, another one of God's creations healed and ministered to and taken care of in the name of our Lord. To pray to God out of a pure heart with no motives, just to glorify Him and just to lift Him up and just to be in communion with Him and to ask Him, what is it that you want me to do, Lord? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we didn't make it to verse 24. So maybe we'll come back and we'll finish up and we'll make it tomorrow. Hallelujah. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. We lift your name on high above all other names that can be named. Your name is the most excellent in all the earth. You alone are God. Hallelujah. Jehovah. In Jesus' name, we praise you and we thank you. Amen. You have been listening to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Keith Fields. God bless you. Heaven and listening. Heaven and watching.